This
is After Sunday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of After Sunday Digging Deeper. I am your co-host, Elissa, and I am joined by my unofficial co-host, only saying that because this is the second week he's here with me, Parker today.
Two-timer.
Yeah.
Twice in a row.
Today, we are actually wrapping up our theme for the month of November, which is Revival of Love. Quick reminder, our theme for the year is Revival overall, and we focused on different aspects of revival for each month. So November was Revival of Love, and we are closing that out today. We are starting in Revelation chapter 2, verses 2 through 5, and basically the crux of that is we're being told that they've forsaken their first love, and there's three things that they're instructed to do to kind of get back to their first love. Remember, repent, and do good works. But for the sake of the R's, we're going to do remember, repent, and return. Mm-hmm. So we started off talking about relationships, and in every relationship there is a point where that spark that was there at the beginning kind of dwindles, dims, sometimes maybe dies. And we're trying to focus on how do we kind of rekindle that.
I like to think of this in like a, if you've seen WALL-E, you know, the movie WALL-E.
I love WALL-E. Right? Oh, we're getting, I have another.
You know, I'm going to throw Pixar in there somehow. We're just going to continue the theme here. So.
Oh, I have one written down.
Oh,
later.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I have two. So This is going to be great. Okay. So WALL-E, you know, humanity forgets to love real things just because they're like staring at screens and, mm-hmm. you know, all these types of, It's not evil that they forget to love humanity, but yeah. They're just distracted.
Nothing is inherently wrong with the things that they're doing or the tools that they're using to make their lives, quote unquote, easier, but it gets overwhelming really fast and they don't even realize it until they are so far gone.
So that's the church in Ephesus, mm-hmm. where the church in Ephesus, which this is another example that we talked about in the sermon today, but the church in Ephesus, they weren't necessarily doing anything wrong or mm-hmm. evil or rebellious. They had just kind of lost that flame. Their mm-hmm. their flame was not kindled. You know, it just had kind of just dwindled. Or I guess that is kindle. I don't know. Anyway,
it wasn't burning as bright as it once had.
Yes.
So, in order to rekindle that flame, there we go. The first thing that we're told in those section of verses is to remember what we've done in the beginning. So, love tends to fade when we place routine over the actual relationship. So, like our daily rhythm with Jesus can become mechanical. We can read the words, we can say the words, and still forget who inspired those words and who we are speaking to. We need to remember what it felt like when we first believed and understood his grace and the impact of Jesus' sacrifice for us.
Yeah. And, you know, I was going to say you took the words right out of my mouth because my notes here say it's a question. It's, do you remember what grace felt like mm-hmm. when you first discovered the immense weight that's going to be pulled off of your shoulders, that you have the gift of eternal life, that you have the opportunity to be able to bring Christ into your life and have that partner?
This is something that I struggle with because I grew up in the church. So, like, I was baptized very young. I think I was 8. So, like, it's really hard for me to, like, go back and remember that I was an 8-year-old, you know. So that was really hard for me. And there are some days where I envy people who kind of came to know Christ a little later in their life because they have that clearer picture, whereas just, like, especially for me growing up in the church, it's almost something that I can take for granted because it's been in my life since I was born.
But the wonderful thing about that is that you don't necessarily have to go back to a certain point in time, but you can go back and remember, or at least just have the time now
exactly.
to reflect on the gift that you have
right.
and that you are royalty. You have mm-hmm. royalty in your blood just because of the gift that Jesus gave you.
So to close out the remember section, think of Mufasa. Remember who you are.
Oh, that is a good one. That is a good one. Yeah, and along those same lines of remember, now we get to jump to point two, which is repent, to recenter your life, which honestly can bounce off of Mufasa, because when you remember when he's looking out along the great, I don't know, after all of it turns back from being black and dead and all those things, it's kind of recentering back to Mufasa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, and I also kind of think here, you know, another thing that popped in my head is, you know, in the movie Cars, see, we're really going to, I know, we're pulling all these today.
I love
today.
This.
In the movie Cars, so, you know, when Lightning McQueen, he veers off tracks, you know, like, until he relearns the basics, you know, and he's out there in, what, Radiator Springs, is having to relearn those curves, he's smacking into the cactuses, but he gets it. He eventually does get it, and once he does that, he has that big alignment moment where he's like, I've got it.
Yes.
So,
and he's able to come back on top.
Yes. And so all that to say, your emotions don't make the revival. Your alignment does.
Absolutely. We need to recognize when we are not aligned with Christ. And repenting in the sense is turning back to where we should be, making sure that we are aligned and we are placing Christ back at the center of our lives.
A point that Craig brought up is that even the strongest Christians drift into autopilot.
Oh, yeah.
It's super easy to do. Yes. Yes. Wow. Well, we're just firing all cylinders today.
Wavelength today. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I had on that point. I don't know if you have anything else to add.
Other than like thinking about like a revived heart, it's one that's willing to surrender and to humble yourself enough to realize that, hey, I need to make some adjustments. I need to course correct if we're continuing with the Lightning McQueen analogy here.
Yes. You want to hop on to point three there?
Yes. So our last point that we've got for you today is return. So think about in the sense of the Ephesus church, they were told to return to do the good works that they did at first. So for us, that can be something like coming back to our earlier routines. For example, like make prayer an integral part of your day rather than an afterthought. I know I work out every day, or I try to, and it is much easier when I get my workout in the morning than if I push it back or wait until the end of the day, because if I get up early and do it first thing, I have less people trying to compete for my time.
And you start your day correctly.
Yes.
You know, it's just you start your day with something refreshing and you've already had a win for the day, right?
Exactly. So think about prayer or scripture reading the same way. Don't put it in the back of your mind and say, oh, I'll get to it when I get to it, because how many times do you actually get to things that you're like, oh yeah, I'll do that eventually. Eventually never comes. Mm-hmm. So make time for it, schedule it, and make it a part of your routine. Read scripture with a renewed intent, not just for information.
Yeah, and something too, you know, right now Stranger Things is very popular because that new season just came out.
We just finished it last
night. Did you? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm like episode two or something like that. But if you're tuning into Stranger Things, or if you know nothing about it, I can't help you there. You're just going to have to go watch it.
Go watch a recap episode.
Yes, go watch a recap episode. But anyway, it's something that always is a recurring theme in Stranger Things is those kids always come back together. And so that's where their strength is with each other.
Yeah.
And so there's always that recentering going on, which happens really well. I guess maybe recentering is not the word I'm looking for. They just always do return, and that's where their strength is. So that's what I meant. Yeah.
No, exactly. I think that's all we have for today.
It was a short lesson.
It was short. Just a quick recap of what, you know, the revival of love should look like. Love is an action word. It's not passive. So love acts, love listens, love reconciles, and love helps you recenter.
Wow. Perfect. Perfect. All right. What a nice little quick podcast episode.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining me again today, Parker. And thank you, all of our listeners. Whether you start your week with us, use us as a midweek pick-me-up, or you end your week with us, we are so happy you're here. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, and once again, I know I threw this in the last one, but I'm going to do it again because it's something that I love to talk about. It's so shout us out. Post us on your social media. Put this podcast on your story. Go ahead and leave us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. We're out there on just about all of them. So anytime you do that, that propels us forward. It shows it to more people. We get more clicks, and the better the show does. And who wouldn't want to hear Elissa talk about the wonderful things that Craig says on Sunday morning. So anyway.
And we've got Disney references for you.
Yeah.
And we talk about Stranger Things. Come on.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? So anyway, this has been a wonderful podcast, and tune in next week.
Bye, everyone.
This
is After Sunday.